Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor, publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. In this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, quotes, insights, debates, discussions, lessons, covering a wide range of topics. So what's up today? Well, life is weird because sometimes you come across a quote or something that is directly relevant to something that you've been thinking about. So Mr. Jarvis and Agent Carter. Okay, I love the television show Agent Carter. Only two seasons. It's self-contained, basically, so you can watch it. It's fantastic. But there should have been more. There should be more. But having said all that, here's what Mr. Jarvis says. Quote, "I can't tell if you're being arrogant or ignorant," close quote. So it's time for a little Ray rant. This quote jumped out at me because recently I've been observing a rise in what I have been calling, I can't decide which it is, arrogant ignorance or ignorant arrogance. People who decide that they will speak authoritatively without any authority, right? I haven't done the work. Nonetheless, I am going to tell you what to think on this. I don't actually have a clue, but nonetheless, I'm going to speak forthrightly and very prominently and very publicly about this. Social media has really tapped into this in so many ways. And I understand we're all guilty of it on a certain level, but there is a level that you reach that it's just kind of like, whoa, is this arrogant ignorance or ignorant arrogance? I'm not quite sure, but I think there's a lesson for all of us here, right? Let's think about what do we need to learn, right? What do we need to know before we decide to, especially publicly, speak out? I'm not talking about sitting in a bar with your buddies and, you know, spouting off on a whole host of things just for the fun of it. I'm talking about doing it publicly and prominently. So what do you need to learn before you kind of present anything of value? That's what we're talking about here. Perhaps some humility should come into play. We all need that, right? More humility. So these are all should be in the mix for all of us. And I've been guilty of this. Anybody that was a newspaper was a newspaper columnist for more than 20 years, a weekly newspaper columnist for more than 20 years, such as myself, has been guilty of this more than once. And then ultimately, by being a little humble, by recognizing that you have perhaps more to learn, in that sense, you're respecting others, right? You're respecting others in many different ways. Perhaps you're respecting others who are authorities in that area. Perhaps you're respecting others who might be swayed because you have, for lack of a better word, authority in one area, and now you're speaking on something that perhaps you don't know all that much about, and they're taking it to heart like you're an expert. So all of this comes into play. So humility is great. Respect for others is great. And just stop and think about, do I need more? Do I need greater depth? Do I need to learn more before I speak out? And listen, folks, this is not a lecture from on high pointing at others. This is something that I have been guilty of again, over and over and over again. But Mr. Jarvis reminded me. So get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my signed books over at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. That includes the Disney Planner, the To-Do List Solution. Also, my 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels are there, thrillers and mysteries, more coming. Historical fiction, Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel, the first book in that series. Again, more coming. So, again, signed at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. You can get all those books at Amazon.com and paperback and Kindle editions. I hope you also grab my weekly Economist books as well. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And, hey, have a magically productive day.